Howdy, and welcome to Vintage Voices, a production of the Radio Players of the Theater Company of Sun City. This program comes to you on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 12:30 p.m. on 101.5 FM Huntley Community Radio. Today's play is Start of a Legend, the first in radio's classic Gunsmoke series. The setting is in and around Dodge City, Kansas, during the settlement of the American West. The radio series ran from 1952 to 1961 and is often cited as among the best shows of any kind. The television series ran for 20 seasons from 1955 to 1975, lasting for 635 episodes. At the end of its run, Los Angeles Times columnist Cecil Smith wrote, "Gunsmoke was ever the stuff of legend." This episode's cast includes Blake Bukowitz as Billy, Bob Genko as Doc Adams, John Lindblom as Chester Proudfoot, Jim Rice as Mr. Hightower, Alan Scott as the announcer and Peter Ziegler, Del Smith as Matt Dillon, Karen Stipes as Mrs. Bonney, Betty Thomas as Francine, and Jim Thomas as Adam Richards. The play was directed by Jan Dennis, assisted by Gail Patterson. It was recorded by Jim Eggers. Music and sound effects were added by Anthony Rios. And now, our show.
Around Dodge City and the Territory West, there's just one way to handle the killers and spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun smoke, the story of the violence that moved west with young America, the story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Wanted for murder.
Wanted for murder.
Clay Richards.
Clay Richards.
Age 31.
31.
Height 6 feet. Eyes brown. Hair red.
Eyes brown. Hair red. Hey, how would you like me to print this picture on these notices? I got a woodcut. Let me show you. Ernie, fetch the marshal a copy of that front page. Interviewing Clay's wife yesterday, I noticed a tintype on the mantle. Their wedding photograph. So first thing you know, I snitched it.
Very thoughtful.
I'll take it, Ernie. And then I propped it up in front of me and carved this woodcut. Ain't she prime? Ain't she just elegant?
Real elegant.
Good likeness, don't you think? Of course, he was 7 or 8 years younger on the tintype.
Yeah, it's a good likeness.
Hair was shorter.
Doesn't look like a man who murdered an old cashier and a Chinese cook who just happened to be there. But it's a good likeness.
A picture like this sure dresses up the front page, don't it?
Yes, it's a little masterpiece, Mr. Hightower.
Well, thank you, Marshal. Does fetch the eye, don't it? I'm printing an extra 500 copies of the weekly, and I bet I sell them all. Too bad the cashier's shot went wild. If he'd managed to kill Clay or even wing him, why, I bet I could sell 1,000 extra copies.
We must be thankful for the blessings we do receive, Mr. Hightower.
Oh, I am, Marshal. I am. Why, just before it happened yesterday afternoon, I didn't know what I was going to fill my columns with. And then, like manna from heaven, 2 murders and a bank robbery.
Attempted bank robbery, Mr. Hightower. He turned and ran before he got his hands on so much as a dollar.
Mr. Dillon!
I'm talking business. What is it, Chester?
Well, it can wait, I guess, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, print Clay's picture on those notices, Mr. Hightower. Now, where were we?
Eyes brown, hair red.
Oh, yeah. Also known as Red, Bricktop, and Sorrel. He didn't answer to any other nicknames, did he?
No, that's what they called him.
All right, then, in big letters. $400 reward, dead or alive. And at the bottom, apply Matt Dillon, Marshal, Dodge City.
Mm-hmm.
Print 200 copies. How soon can I send Chester over for him?
This afternoon.
Good morning, Mr. Hightower. Chester?
Think those posters will do any good? Richard is probably over the line into Oklahoma or Colorado by now. That strawberry roan of his is the fastest in the county.
He has no money. He panicked and ran out of the bank before he got a penny. I say he's around here somewhere. I'm sorry I turned on you like that, Chester.
That's all right, Mr. Dillon. Out all night with a posse? No sleep? A man's bound to get touchy.
Nah, it's not like that. It's the way people use a thing like this. The men riding posse last night, they enjoyed it as if they were hunting fox or possum. Hightower back there, he acts like it was a birthday treat especially gotten up for him. Everybody finds a way to use it. What was it you wanted to tell me?
Oh, I got a kid. A little boy locked up in a cell. He ran away from home back in Cottonwood. Ed turned him over to me when he come through on the stagecoach just now. He's about 12 years old.
Whose is he?
A waiter woman, Mrs. Bonnie. She runs a boarding house in Cottonwood. Ed says the kid's always running away. A little wild, I guess. He flagged Ed for a stage ride halfway between there and here. Soon as Ed seen him standing there with his bundle on his shoulder, he knowed what he was up to. He told the kid he'd help him, but then he turned him over to us.
All right. We'll send a telegram to the mother to come and fetch him. Well, come on in, Chester, and shut the door.
Mr. Dillon!
You're letting in every horse fly in Kansas.
Mr. Dillon, I think you better cancel the order for them notices.
What?
The Dutchman's coming up the street, and he's leading a strawberry roan, and Clay Richards is draped across the back.
Last time I saw him was 2 days ago. He was standing at the bar laughing his head off. A sack of wheat across the saddle, and followed by half the saloon bums and loafers in town. All right, Chester, make him keep back.
All right, stand back, you fellas. Come on now, back, stand back.
Ziegler, how'd it happen, Ziegler?
My goat, my old billy goat. He pushes open the tent last night and runs away.
Forget your goat. What about Play?
I tell you, this morning I go to look for the goat. I walk here, there, and near the river I see Clay. He sits there. I say, hello, Clay. We gates, and that's when...
Dirty Dutchman, you no good dog. Clay was your best friend. He helped you buy your farm, and now you killed him.
All right, all of you. Keep back, everybody.
Clay? Me? Oh, no. Brothers we were like. We was in the war together.
You killed him for the reward.
Not so. I killed nobody. Not since Gettysburg. Clay is dead already when I find him. I don't even own a pistol.
Ziegler, inside quick. Chester, give me a hand with Clay's body. All right, all of you. Listen, shut up. I will not tolerate a disturbance. You know me. I've got him, Chester. Take his legs. All right. Kick the door shut.
Marshal, I don't kill Clay.
On this table, Chester. What did you do with his gun, Ziegler? His holster's empty.
Gun? Clay's? I don't got it. I don't even own one.
Chester, see if it slipped off.
His holster was empty coming up the street. First thing I noticed. Maybe it's over on the table.
Hey, another customer. Why, that's three in less than a day. Oh, bountiful harvest. My fees this month will keep me in luxury. In luxury.
Doc, I want to have an inquest as soon as possible.
As soon as I finish the autopsy. Shouldn't take long with the practice I've had this week, huh? Not at all. No. Late afternoon, all right with you? I'll take him over to my office right now. No, thank you, Chester. I can carry him all by myself. We just open the door there and I can... there. Marshal, tell the city fathers I'd like to make a deal when the corpses are as famous as this one. Back in 53 in San Francisco, fellow I knew earned a fortune exhibiting the head of Joaquin Murrieta. Tell them if they let me keep the remains, I'll do the autopsies for nothing.
Shut the door, Chester. Ziegler, where is it that you met Clay on the river?
By the ford. This side by the ford.
Ride out there, Chester, and see if you can find Clay's gun. Maybe he dropped it when he was shot.
I did not shoot Clay.
Sure.
I did not. I had no reason to. I did not. I did not.
You listen to me. Maybe you think Dodge has got so big I don't know about everything that goes on here. You think I don't know about the bank having an overdue mortgage on your farm? You're wrong. $400 is reason enough for a struggling farmer like you.
No, I would not do such a thing. I am a human being.
To a peace officer, Ziegler, that's enough grounds for suspicion. But whether you did it or not will be decided at your trial. In the meantime, you just stop yammering about it.
Trial? Me?
Even when I shoot somebody, I stand trial. If they find it's justifiable homicide, and they probably will, Clay being a wanted man, they'll let you off. And if not...
Please, I am permitted to go now.
Go? Are you crazy?
My farm, the stock, I must look after it.
You sit right down. You want to be lynched? Have you forgotten about Clay's brother, Adam?
He will not believe I shot...
What difference does it make whether he believes it or not? His brother's been killed, and everybody's looking to him to do something about it, and he knows it. He can be mean as a cornered mountain lion. He hangs out in the saloons with a rough crowd. Adam is more than likely lapping up enough courage to come here and ask me to give you to him for a present. Maybe you deserve killing. But it's my job to uphold the law. I'm not letting you out of here.
But I...
You might spend your time trying to think up a better story. That is, if you intend to stay in this town. All right. Now think back. Didn't Clay go for his gun before you shot him?
I tell you, I didn't. If I'm not under arrest, you have no right to keep me here. I have to go after my farm. I go.
All right, Chester. Lock him up.
Yes, Mr. Dillon? Come on, Mr. Ziegler.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
Step out, sonny. This cage is bespoke.
Who's in there, Chester?
That little old runaway from Cottonwood.
Oh, come over here, son. Come over here to me.
I know who you are.
You do, do you?
You bet. You're Matt Dillon.
Yeah, guilty.
I knowed you right off. You're pointed out to me one day back home. Bower said you're the fastest gun thrower in Kansas. Bower said you're faster than Old Earp, faster than Wild Bill Hickok, Bat Masterson, or any of them. How many Bowers have you killed?
You don't keep score, son. It's something you try to forget.
Not me. Someday, I'll be famous like you. And for every fella I kill, I'll put a notch in my gun. People will see those notches and they'll know that they've been enough.
Why did you run away from home, bub? Don't you know your mother's likely to worry about you?
She won't worry. She's too busy working. You ain't gonna make me go back, are ya? You wouldn't do that, would ya?
Well?
Because it wouldn't stop me for long. I'd only run away again.
Where are you off to in such a sweat?
Texas, California, Mexico. A feller can accomplish things there. Not like living in old Cottonwood. If you'll let me go, someday when I'm famous, you can tell people you helped get me started.
Well, that's a pretty strong inducement. I'll have to think about it for a while. And while I'm making up my mind, I want you to give me your word that you won't try to run away from me. Otherwise, I'll have to have Chester lock you up again.
I'll shake on that.
Good. Good. Chester, I want you to go look for Clay's gun.
Yes, Mr. Dillon.
And on the way, stop off and send that telegram, you know?
Oh, that telegram. Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon. I'll get on it.
Where's Ziegler?
It's all right, Chester. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Where's that murdering dog? Oh, there you are, you...
Not a single step further, Adam.
I want him, Dillon. He murdered Clay. Shot him down without giving him a chance.
How do you know?
Because Clay wouldn't let anyone catch him off guard except a friend. A friend. Now, Dillon, give me that Dutchman.
Try to take him.
It's like that?
It's like that.
So it's true what the fellas say. You made a deal with the Dutchman to give him the reward and protect him if he killed Clay for you.
That was the deal, was it?
Yeah.
The fellas say why I made such a deal?
Dillon, it ain't a secret around town that you and Francie want each other, but Clay was in the way. You had him killed so you can get his wife. Do you deny it?
No. No, it will serve as well as any other crazy story to work you up.
You think you're safe behind that star, don't you? Well, Clay had friends. Lots of them. I'm coming back with them friends, and we'll get the Dutchman and you and anyone else who tries to stop us.
All right, Adam. I'll be waiting.
Yeah, you wait.
Golly, I almost seen something pretty bad just then, didn't I, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, almost. And about another pint of whiskey ought to do it. Son?
You say something, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah. Open that drawer in front of you there. You'll find a small bottle of oil. No, the one to the right. Yeah, that's it. Now bring me the little brush, too.
Here it is.
Thanks, bub.
That's a right nice gun you have there.
It's not bad, but a little stiff.
Don't have a trigger? I never seen no gun without a trigger before.
Oh, you remove the trigger or tie it back against the guard. All you have to do is thumb the hammer. There, like that. It's faster. That's better now.
Remove the trigger. I'll remember that. I remember everything you told me about the Texas holster and the spring holster and the double roll and the filing off the sights.
It's just me, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, any luck, Chester?
No, sir, not any. I went to the store first and asked Mr. Denton what kind of ammunition Clay Richards used to buy, and he told me Clay had a double-action 44. I scoured that riverbank a half mile each way from the ford, and not a sign of it. I got that telegram off. You know who. Ought to be here pretty soon. It's only 7 or 8 miles from here.
Is there a fire in town?
Funeral services for Mr. Grinnell, the cashier.
So soon?
It's awful hot weather.
Yeah. Any of your guns need oil in Chester?
I don't think so.
You're sure? When Adam left, he said he was bringing back some of his friends.
I know. I stopped at the Long Branch just now to rinse out my mouth. Adam was there talking mighty ugly and mighty big. He's got a sizable following.
Yeah. When do you think?
Any minute now, Mr. Dillon. Want me to take Bub out of here? To one of the hotels, maybe.
I want to see it.
No, I think you'll be safer here, Chester, behind stone walls than knocking about the streets rubbernecking.
You keep your head down now, sonny, you hear?
Matt, I gotta talk to you.
She ought to be in mourning if she cared for Clay. She ought to be in black.
Matt.
Oh, Lord. I find her more beautiful all the time.
Matt, have you heard what they're saying?
What are they saying, Francie?
That you and me, that you made Pete Ziegler kill him. It's all over Dodge. Adam almost strangled me before they dragged him off.
Francie, I didn't shoot Clay. I beg you, believe me.
Shut up, Ziegler, or I'll plug you to death. Francie, it's just one of those crazy stories. They needed one and they made one up.
But Matt, everyone believes it. On my way over here, people were pointing, whispering, old women clucking their tongues at me. They believe it.
They'll forget it. And soon as this is over, they'll remember that even if once we did go with each other, it was finished before the war ended. Before you even met Clay.
No, they won't forget it. For the rest of my life, as long as I stay here.
Hold it, Francie. Yeah, Doc, what is it?
Oh, am I interrupting?
What is it, Doc?
The autopsy's finished. I examined his liver and...
This is Mrs. Richards, Doc.
Oh, I beg your pardon, ma'am. I'm sure I meant no disrespect for the departed.
Well?
Clay was shot, all right. But from the nature of the wound and the coagulation of the blood, I'd say it happened sometime yesterday. I'd say the cashier's bullet didn't go wild after all.
How could a dead man gallop away?
Well, that wound wasn't what killed Clay. The bullet hit the ribcage and bounced off. .22 caliber it was. What did kill him was a stab in the back, right through the spine, inflicted sometime this morning, near as I can tell, by a small blade, maybe 2 or 3 inches long. Could have been a Barlow knife.
Thanks, Doc.
Please accept my condolences, Mrs. Richards. You can call the inquest anytime you're ready, Marshal.
Chester, close the door.
You see, I didn't do it. I didn't shoot him.
All right, so you stabbed him, maybe. You said you never carried a gun. Look, Francie, go home and give matters a chance to simmer down.
Matt, I'm going to have to ask you something.
Yeah?
Turn Pete Ziegler out into the street.
What? Francie, they're itching to get their hands on him.
Let them have him. It'll prove that the story's a lie, that you couldn't make a deal with him. Please, Matt, I have to live here. I have to live here, Matt. Matt, don't look at me like that.
Go home, Francie. Go home, or leave town, or hang yourself, or anything you like. Just go away.
Matt!
Away, right now.
I bought me a bottle at the Long Branch, Mr. Dillon. Would you care for a drink?
No.
I guess the funeral's over.
There'll be others.
Funny, now I miss that bell. Awful quiet, ain't it? It just seems
just about on schedule. Are you ready, Chester?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
I'd use a shotgun if I were you. It's more effective when there's a mob to be dealt with.
Oh, yes, sir, I aim to.
Ziegler, you too, son. If problems start, lie down flat on the floor. Don't gawk to see what's happening. You understand me?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
All right.
Dillon! Dillon! Come out, Dillon!
Chester, I want you to stand here in the doorway after I go out so you can cover the back door and me at the same time.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
All right, Chester, open the door. It's my duty to warn all of you that you are in breach of the peace. I'm sworn to uphold the law. I've killed men in order to do it, and I'm prepared to do so again.
Give us that Dutchman, Dillon.
Ben, I ask you to be sensible and leave quietly. But if you refuse to listen to reason, if you insist on being fools, if you've already decided to act like wolves instead of humans, then there's nothing I can say to make you change your mind. All right. You want Peter Ziegler? Well, he's not more than 20 feet behind me. So come on and get him, any of you. Which one of you want to die first? You? You! You, Adam! Well, what do you say, Adam? You let him here. Don't let this star on my coat stop you. Come on! There, I'm not wearing it now. Well, come on! Draw, Adam! Draw!
You all right, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, get his gun.
Man alive! I couldn't even see your hand move.
Marshal! Marshal! Oh, don't tell me. Don't tell me.
Doc, you make one single funny remark and I'll knock you down. You just take him to your office and get to work.
Well, I never do mean to offend, Marshal. In my line of work, well, bodies, they're just so much lumber.
Make all the jokes about him you please, but not to me and not in my hearing. In my line of work, there's nothing humorous about this. Give him a hand, Chester.
I can handle him, Marshal. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you direct me to the Marshal's office?
Yes, ma'am. Right here. I'm Marshal Dillon.
I left Cottonwood as soon as I got your telegram. I'm Mrs. Bonnie. Where's my boy?
Oh, we have him, ma'am. Safe and sound. Right this way, ma'am.
I'm sorry he put you to all that trouble, Marshal. The truth of the matter is he's a wild one, and no mistakes, takes after his father. One scrape after another.
He was no trouble at all. I enjoy children. Bub, your ma's here. Son! Chester, where's the boy? Did you let him slip past you?
No, sir, Mr. Dillon. He never got past me. Look, the back door is open.
He's seen me and he high-tailed it, the devil.
Well, we'll round him up for you, ma'am. Don't worry.
Oh, I don't know why I bother hauling him back. If he's run away once, he's run away 1,000 times. This time he ran because I wouldn't buy him a gun. He wanted a real one. That boy is just gun crazy, I swear. I got him a nice Barlow knife instead.
Barlow knife?
I reckon it didn't satisfy him, and off he run.
Barlow knife? A kid. Chester, find that kid.
Marshal, has he done something bad with it? He promised he'd use it careful.
Never mind, Chester. He's got Clay Strawberry roan. We'll never catch up to him.
I tried to bring him up right. I tell him to be good, but he don't listen. He just don't listen.
Now,
Calm yourself, ma'am. Just calm yourself.
Here's his little bundle, Mr. Dillon.
Huh? Oh, give it to me. It's pretty heavy. Here, you're better at knots than I am. Open it, will you?
From the moment he was born, he's been nothing but tribulation.
Mr. Dillon, I guess this is the reason the boy's bundle is heavy.
A double action 44 with the initial CR carved into the grip? He got Clay's horse, but he left his gun behind.
Hey, hey, Mr. Hightower, come on over. Mr. Dillon wants you.
Marshal, could I have a drink of water?
What? Oh, Ziegler, I forgot all about you. Chester, where are the keys?
Right there on the desk.
There we are. It will be safe for you to go home now.
I can go back to the farm?
Yeah, that's right. I'll send for you for the trial.
Thank you. Thank you. Excuse me.
Yes, Marshal?
Mr. Hightower, it appears that we can do business after all. Get some paper and a pencil. I want some notices printed.
Fire away.
Wanted for murder.
Wanted for murder.
What's the boy's name?
Bonnie. William Bonnie.
William Bonnie.
William Bonnie.
Age 12. Height about 5 feet.
5 feet.
Hair light, eyes blue. I don't suppose he's known by any other name.
No, everybody just called him Billy, or the Kid.
Also known as Billy the Kid.
We hope you enjoyed Start of a Legend, and will join us again next month for our second episode in the Gunsmoke series, Cheap Labor. And visit the Vintage Voices website at huntleyradio.com to hear any of our 29 previously recorded radio plays.